This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There'll be a detention hearing today for Jack Teixeira, the man accused of leaking classified military documents. The AP's Donna Warder.
Federal prosecutors are asking a federal judge to keep an Air National Guardsman behind bars while he awaits trial for allegedly leaking highly classified military documents. The Justice Department filed court papers late Wednesday, saying that 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira may still have access to secret national defense information and could expose it. Justice Department lawyers say that would be a grave threat to U.S. national security. A detention hearing is scheduled for today in federal court in Worcester, Massachusetts. Teixeira has been in jail since his arrest earlier this month. I'm Donna Warder.
E. Jean Carroll will continue testifying today in New York in her lawsuit against former President Trump, alleging rape. The AP's Jennifer King on what Carroll said yesterday in court.
Former columnist E. Jean Carroll testified in her lawsuit against former President Trump. She says Trump raped her in 1996 and ruined her reputation. Trump denies the allegations. His lawyers say he may testify.
Today, Donald Trump's lawyers will likely get a chance to question Carroll. This morning, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Disney's lawsuit against him is politically motivated. Disney sued DeSantis on Wednesday over his appointment of a board of supervisors in its theme park district. It alleges that he targeted Disney after the company opposed a law critics call "Don't Say Gay." The way has been cleared for former Vice President Mike Pence to testify before a grand jury investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. It's a federal appeals court ruling. It knocks down an effort by former President Trump to block the testimony. This is AP News. Panicked residents have been trying to get out of warring Sudan. The AP's Karen Shamas.
At the Akin crossing in Egypt at the northern border, Sudanese families and others streamed into Egypt, desperate to get out of the crossfire between the forces of Sudan's two top generals. One foreigner, called Mario, said the situation had become unbearable.
It became very unsafe, and there was no more food, electricity.
Meanwhile, British nationals were finally evacuated to the UK, many expressing their relief to be back.
We're out of danger. There's no bombings. We're not ducking and diving. We're home.
When asked how she felt about how the evacuation was organised, she said,
I would have liked it to be sooner, quicker. Took 11 days, but we're here.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Dow dropped 228 points yesterday. The S&P fell 15 points. The Nasdaq rose 55. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.